DJW Mobile.
Said it must be nice to be able to work outside all the time. He said it is. He said there's nothing like vitamin D. And he's absolutely correct. It is really nice outside. Go out there and soak up some vitamin D.
This is a good day to be outside today.
Paul, yesterday I made it home with a ton and a half of topsoil in my one-ton pickup, but it was a low rider. The edges of the fenders were only about 6 inches off the ground. And normally they're probably foot and a half. So it made it, but this morning I went back to get another load, and I told him, I'll get this load in two runs. Just give me half now and give me half later. And he said, okay, that's better.
Yes, that's probably a better way to do it.
My truck was riding like a boat on Lake Hartwell. My dad used to have a boat with a 55-horsepower Chrysler engine on the back of it. It's a V-hole. And when I get in a situation like yesterday where it turns and it slowly rolls, it reminds me of that boat on Lake Hartwell.
I had one of my old boat like that when I was a kid. And that thing was fun. But, kind of got a pontoon now. I kind of like having more space on the pontoon.
This one was good for skiing, for pulling skiers behind it. It wasn't like, I had a buddy whose dad had a Ski-Nautique. It had a pole in the center of the boat that came up with a loop on a metal loop on the end of a metal pole, and you could hook three or four skiers to it. It had a V8 engine in the inboard, and you could haul multiple skiers. This one you could only haul one, maybe two. With a 55 outboard, you could only haul one or two at the most, but it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it was. I tried that skiing a couple times myself. I never did get the hang of it. I just wound up with a face full of water and no joy.
Went out multiple times too before I finally got the hang of it. When I got the hang of it, I was really wobbly. But then after a while, I got comfortable with it. It just takes time. And trying and trying and trying. I don't know that my sister ever made it, that she ever got comfortable with it. But the friends that I went with to Lake Wylie, they got really, really good at it. They could almost lay down on the water while they were skiing when they were pulling alongside of the boat. It was pretty cool just watching them ski.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun on the water. I like to just ride around the lake some and do a little fishing. Take it easy. Me and some friends of mine were going to go down Lake Russell first of April and stay down there at the state parks. Got some cabins and stay down there four or five days, and just hang out and fish. You know, take it easy.
I did that for a while as I got older. Went down to Hartwell, tried to recapture my youth where we were fishing up in the mountains and the rivers and the streams for trout fish. It never was quite the same fishing out of the lake as it was fishing out of a river. But it's still a lot of fun. It's peaceful. I tell you what, you can fall asleep on the water quicker than anything.
It's easy just to, take a nap while you're out there. I tried that stream fishing a couple of times with my cousin, and I remember one time we were hiking up the side of going up side the mountain to get to a spot to fish. This little old lady was coming down with a whole string of really nice looking trout. We thought we was going to have a good day, and we didn't catch a blasted thing.
That was was the case with me more often than not. But every now and then you get lucky and get one. I lived in Indiana for a while on the Wabash River, where the river split and came back together, lived on an island called Biddle's Island. And the neighbors, they fished all the time for catfish. I may have told you already one time, this guy knocked on our doors late at night, at dark already. And he said his brother liked to show off his car. He said, "I'm showing off my fish." And he had them laying over his shoulder. And the lips of the catfish were right there at his shoulder, right there where if he turned his head, he could have kissed the catfish on the lips. And the tail was dragging the ground behind him. That's how big those catfish were.
Something like that down there at Lake Murray, channel cats, down there around the dam. Some of them have had divers go down and come back up right quick. They didn't want to hang around those catfish. They were so big. But anyway, I got some guys here working out in the yard with power tools, and it's kind of interfering with the radio a little. So I'm going to let you go. Have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
Don't forget to go out there and soak up some of that sun. That vitamin D. It sure is nice outside. Good talking to you. KF4NXY, W4DJW Mobile.